This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
Welcome to another segment and installment of Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. I am Tom Kindred, your host for Small Biz Florida, and very excited today have a standout guest with us today to talk small business. We have the brand spanking new CEO of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, Mr. Greg Britton. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, and welcome to the Florida SBDC Network, Greg.
Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate you having me here today.
As always, I'd like to get started maybe with you providing us a little background and kind of your pathway, which I've had the opportunity to talk with you. It's a very strong background in business and manufacturing, but give our listeners a little of that pathway to your current position as CEO and state director for the Florida SBDC Network.
Absolutely. So, you know, it started when I was really young, Tom. You know, I've grown up in small business all my life. I remember when I was, you know, really young, probably around 5 years old, going to the job shop with my job site with my grandfather. He was a carpenter, and you know, of course, framed houses in that time, did everything, you know, odds and ends and such. And you know, when I was going through high school, or actually elementary school, my other grandfather owned a dry cleaning and a laundromat. So my job, when I'd go up there after school every day, because my mother worked at the bank right there in the same town, I got paid by the coat hanger that I put these foam protectors over.
Nice.
So I learned early on that production made me more money, right?
Right. More productivity, a little more pay. Good lesson learned.
And I don't know if that paid off. I don't know how much I really ended up getting paid. It was probably back then at, you know, a nickel or so for the end of the day. But it's still, I could go to the gumball machine and buy some, you know, something. But, you know, then as my career progressed, my dad owns a machine shop. And at probably around 8 or 9 years old, I was in that shop. That's a little longer story, but he had been promised a piece of that business, and so he worked very hard to build the business. And I worked when I was, you know, in again elementary and high school, helping on Saturday mornings with my dad, and that's what I really enjoyed. I remember sitting there and watching my dad make you know, parts for aircraft, and just sitting there, you know,
wow,
amazed about, you know, how he could take a piece of metal and turn it into something. So you know, it didn't work out in that situation. So my dad actually started his own business, and of course, you know, worked through that through college and everything. Once I got out of college, I graduated actually as an aerospace engineer. Never practiced that though. It was I went back as a tool designer. I just felt that being able to make something with your hands and you know, having the knowledge from that engineering perspective and how to manufacture product and actually manufacture it where it's machinable and tolerant, you know, the tolerance towards machinable was very important for my career. And so that went on really well, and he has that business still in Indiana. But I moved to Florida in 2002 to chase another dream. I actually ran a machine shop in Fort Walton Beach for, gosh, almost 16 years, and that business was about 56 employees when we started it, and it ended up being about 225, and it ended up being the CEO there in 2016. And then actually had the opportunity to go to work for the state of Florida for DEO, you know, under Governor Scott's administration. I had just a blast doing that. You know, it was the first time I was ever in the public sector. It gave me a taste of what that felt like. You know, in the private sector, you're about dollars and revenue and getting the product out the door. And not that there's things that aren't important in the state level, but it was more getting to see jobs and families change because of what you were doing. It just was good for the heart. So when this opportunity came up as the CEO of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, I knew it was going to be that feel-good piece again that I was missing in my career. And so applied for it, and here I am today.
Wow, nice. I mean, that really is a textbook small business background. I think, didn't have anything to do with the hiring process, but it sounds like to me, again, a great fit with your experience, background, business acumen to lead the Florida SBDC here in the state of Florida. So, again, we welcome you to the network.
And thanks. I'm glad to be here.
We've talked before. I spent 20-plus years in private enterprise, so I love talking and discussing small business ownership with others like you, the interesting things we go through as small business owners. So appreciate your background. So, you've got a great background in small business, great experience. Talk a little bit about, your understanding of that, the purpose, the mission, and the goal of the Florida SBDC Network.
Sure. Growing up in small business, you've had to wear multiple hats. You've had to do a lot of things in that business and work long hours, right? And so from my perspective of that is that small business owner, they dedicate their time, their life. They mortgage their home. They actually might leverage the college education fund that they had saved back. They leave nothing on the table every day to build that business. But you hit hurdles, right, throughout that business career, and sometimes you just don't know what direction to pivot to and how to go. So that's where the Small Business Development Center comes in. I mean, these business owners are what I say are our heroes. They're the fabrics of our communities. But they run into troubles, and as the SBDC, we help them navigate those hurdles and those waters to success and help that business grow and prosper with the tool sets we have. And the expertise we have on staff. I mean, some of these consultants were small business owners before. They've hit those hurdles. They understand how to get over those. So, we're there to help those small businesses succeed and navigate those hurdles.
Yeah. Now, excellent point, excellent overview. Very well articulated. Because again, I feel the same way. And my favorite question to ask our team at Indian River State College is, where were you people when I was in business?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been there, right?
Yeah, right. I mean,
beating your head against the wall. What? I had that expertise sitting there in my home, my community.
Right. And again, hence the purpose of this whole podcast is to make sure that Florida small business owners and operators know about the SBDC network and how to get access to it. Your background is a little heavied up in manufacturing. What are some of your goals, individual goals with the SBDC? Are you looking to get a little more active in manufacturing, or what are your thoughts?
Well, so, we have done a lot of great things. I mean, if you look at the network, it's the largest network in the U.S. I mean, in all the SBDCs, it's a very good network. So, I've always said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But I think there's great programs that we can expand on. Right. And one of those is international trade. I think that's a very important topic. It's especially, in the environment we just came out of, not out of yet, but we're kind of still in the COVID environment. It's that diversification, that market share you never thought about trying to leverage before. So we do some export marketing plans in international trade. And, in that program since inception, Tom, we've had done 241 export marketing plans in our network. We've helped small businesses get in those plans $77 million more dollars in revenue.
Wow.
And those plans generate $151 million in capital. So it's just an extremely, extremely good program. And we need to expand that and figure out how to do that, whether that's with partnerships or just some different fundamental things that we can do with foreign direct investment and education and all those things. So that's really one area I'd like to expand on. And your comment about, being more in manufacturing, I'd like to look at that. I'd like to look at partnerships in that area a little bit. It's got to fit our network. It's got to make it right for us. But manufacturing is a key economic driver in the state of Florida. It depends on what metric you use. I know when I started the Northwest Florida Manufacturers Council, now been years ago, you know, for every one job created in manufacturing, there was 2.3 other jobs generated. Now, I've heard as high as 7 or 8, right? Wow. So it just depends on who you're talking about. So I think that's important that we help these small businesses grow in manufacturing and like to see us get there one day. The pathway to that has not been defined yet, but it is on my mind.
And again, excellent point about the international trade program. And the statistic that I always love that our here at Indian River State College, our international trade specialist talks about is the majority of the market for a business to expand is not, you know, domestically. It is internationally. That's where the biggest part of the market is.
Absolutely.
For some of these small businesses, specifically small to medium-sized manufacturing operations.
Right, right.
So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a whole new clientele out there that people have not tapped and really don't know how to tap that. And those experts can help with that in the SBDC network.
Right. You know, we've talked. You mentioned the export marketing is one of the tools, and that brings up. You know, talk about some of the other tools. You know, market research, government contracting, finance expertise. Kind of touch on some of those other aspects of the SBDC program that really bring some powerful resources to a small business.
Absolutely. So, the one-on-one consulting is the most powerful resource, in my opinion, because you can get in there and you can just understand what that small business owner is going through. And what they thought they might be going through might not be the same thing that really they are going through, right? They might have had that this is the issue I'm suffering from, and it might be an underlying issue that you never even thought about. How you buy that inventory, you know, how do you feed that inventory into that production line? You know, profit mastery, how do you kind of look at your balance sheet and your P&L and all those things to where you're bankable, to where if you want to expand, you can get there. Those are the things that we can bring to the table. You know, and I you know, whether that's marketing plans, there's business plans we can help with. And, you know, sometimes it's just a small business owner doesn't have the time to sit down and write those plans.
Right.
They know what they want to do, but they don't have the time to sit down there and write it to where now I can hand it off to a bank or an investor or whatever that might look like and be successful with that, you know, and brand analysis, you know, that's another big thing. You know, just how do you talk about your product? I mean, it's much more than just a logo and a title block in your email or a business card. It's really how do you market yourself and talk about yourself in those markets to where people go like, I get this.
Right. Yeah, a lot of really very valuable tools and resources through the SBDC network, available through the SBDC network. Talk a little bit about, small business in general in the state of Florida. You know, how, you talk about us being the largest network in the country. I think that obviously would seem to indicate that we have a pretty sizable small business community within the state of Florida. Talk about that community and the value of small business in Florida.
Sure. You know, small businesses in the state of Florida make up the majority of the businesses. I mean, there's 2.7 million small businesses in the state of Florida. That's 99.8% of all the businesses in the state of Florida are small business, and that's defined by the SBA 500 or less, right? But, you know, the Florida Chamber just did a study of how important, you know, small business is. And, you know, small businesses with less than 100 employees are generating 60% of the net new jobs in the state of Florida. That's huge. You know, those. And if you go through any town, right, I say, you know, the American dream's alive. It's, you know, it's in our rural communities. It's in our cities. It's our little shops in the alleyways across our state. And you go through there and you walk down these parts of town that you're ingrained in, and you can see that these small businesses have created that fabric of how that community was built. You know, those small business owners are the ones that go to a baseball game or a football game, or you know they sponsor a cheerleader squad, or you know a soccer team or a football team, and you know this might be buying a box of Girl Scout cookies at the exit of a store, you know. So they're ingrained in this community, and they build it, you know. And You know, I just go back to say, you know, I think that in Florida, if you walk into any small business owner, you should say thank you, right? They've built their dream, right. Their passion, their legacy, and they're helping support that community more than the large business.
Well, and you know, again, you make a great point. To your point, I think one of the things I was most proud of as a small business owner operator was the fact that we employed folks, we paid them a good wage so that they could go, as you say, spend dollars, buy a home, buy a car, you know, spend those dollars in the community, and so I think that, you know, like you say, I think it is so important. And I think the other issue with me was I was proud of the fact of the sales and use tax that we paid. You know, most people don't even look at that figure, but I always looked at that figure and I said, this business is employing folks, providing them a wage, and we're paying sales and use tax our fair share to create infrastructure in it, to your point. Support a community and in turn support a state. Mm-hmm. So I really was, like you say, most proud of those things as a small business owner.
Well, you know, something a small business owner, just from being there myself, you know, when you work for a small business owner, you really work for the family. You know, you're a part of that family.
Right.
You know, you're not a number.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, they say thank you and you know, give a hug or a handshake or whatever that is. And you really feel appreciated, you know, from that small business owner. And that drives productivity. That drives, you know, that business to be successful in your community. It also drives a sense of feel good in the community, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Absolutely. Of course, we are in the state of Florida, so of course, every year it always rolls around hurricane season. Of course, hurricanes probably at this point may be the least of our problems after a year of COVID, but we must still remain, you know, diligent about you know, hurricanes, and because unlike COVID that affected the entire state, a hurricane can be pretty devastating to specific parts of the state of Florida in terms of small business can create interruptions to small business operations, which can be pretty devastating. I think the statistic is that 40% of businesses that close after a disaster like a hurricane won't reopen. So
right.
Can be devastating to the small business community. The Florida SBDC focuses a lot of effort during hurricane season on business continuity, business survival skills, and preparing for that disaster. Talk a little bit about the network's work in preparing folks for that kind of disaster.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Yeah, so, you know, of course, we always want to help people in blue sky days. We don't want those gray sky days, as I call them. You know, when a business goes through that disaster, like you said, 40% of those that close during the disaster, they just don't back up. And I've heard that same metric. And so, you know, one of the things that we tell these small businesses is that, you know, you got to always be prepared. You know, you got to have a business continuity and disaster plan. How are you going to react to something? And I know COVID was something that was just unthinkable, right? So it's a little bit different situation, but I still think if you had something in place that could have been the foundational piece of how you would operate in a disaster, it would give you something at least to start with.
Yeah.
So our consultants are trained very well in disaster preparedness, and you know, we have the Small Business Disaster Preparedness Guide that they can go through and, you know, help you with that plan, help you, you know, you don't want to think about it, but if you don't think about it now, when there's something that's not on the you know, the horizon, you're not going to be prepared. You know, for manufacturing, you know, one of those things, it's just a simple little thing, right? I'll just tell you an experience I had. It was Hurricane Ivan. So we were up in the Panhandle, you know, Northwest Florida, and we had somewhat of a disaster preparedness guide that we had prepared, but it was simple. We came in the next day after the hurricane, and one of our doors was just blown in. Well, we had braced it, but you know, one of our workers said, "Well, why don't we just put a frame up there and back a fork truck up to it? Next time, we won't have that problem on the east side." So we added that to a disaster preparedness plan. So that's my point behind: if you have that foundational piece, you can always build upon that.
Right.
And then, of course, if a disaster does happen, and which, you know, we hope that doesn't happen, especially this year, so many small businesses are still suffering from COVID and trying to rebound and get the workforce back and all those things we can talk about. But, you know, we do help with the Emergency Small Business Bridge Loan for the state of Florida. That's actually administered through the Department of Economic Opportunity. But we, in a time of disaster, especially in a hurricane, we're boots on the ground helping those small businesses, making sure they get their financials in order, their net worth statements, and those kind of things to help them fill out an application and be successful, at least a short-term loan that gets these small businesses back on their feet as quickly as possible. And then maybe leverage that over to an SBA loan that we can help with as well. And we wouldn't write that loan, the SBA would, but we'd help that transition.
Nine total centers, all housed and hosted at academic institutions, just like ours here at Indian River State College. I think there's over 200 folks across the network, I believe.
There's about 300 now with the CARES funding, Once we got the CARES funding, I think that will probably reduce down at some point in time. End of 2022 unless there's different funding out there, right there. That can always change. But probably 250 to 275, somewhere.
So no better time for a small business owner to take advantage of the resources, assistance programs available through the SBDC. I wrote our article not too long ago in our Treasure Coast Business Magazine about maybe now is the time to take a break from the daily operations, kind of step back for a day, maybe take a look at a 2.0 for your business. Do a strategic plan. Look ahead a little bit. Where have we been as a business? How did we pivot? What pivots worked? Which ones didn't? The resources are out there now, and to your point, even more. So no better time than now to take advantage of this program.
Absolutely. Correct? That's absolutely correct. And again, I say that we have some of the most talented people in the network. You know, they give unselfishly to help these small businesses. And I just think that, as you said, it's no better time to, you know, it's like anything. You kind of debrief after a game or after even when you do formation flights. Right. You know, I'm a pilot, and I've ridden in the back of an airplane in formation. But, you know, the Blue Angels, they'll debrief after every single event they have.
Right.
What went well, what went bad. And I think this is a time, like you said, in this pivoting time, what did we do well through this pandemic? Right? Where do we have to go? What lessons did we learn, as you said? And get those solidified before you lose that piece of that, you know, that memory of that event. And that will happen over several years, right? You're going to say, I remember COVID, but I don't remember how we pivoted so much, right?
Yeah. So. Every small business is within reach of a center. Where we've got coverage from the panhandle at UWF to Miami-Dade at FIU, West Coast USF, FGCU, East Coast, FAU, IRSC, UNF. Of course, Central Part is covered by UCF. Right. So, I mean, you're within reach of an SBDC center.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the regions. Like you said, there's nine regions.
Right.
But within those regions, we have 40 plus offices around the state and 50 plus outreach centers across the state. And you know, that you could look at it there, you know, if you go online and you look at the Florida SBDC, you know, .org, you'll find a center near you. And our goal is to be within that 1 hour, as you said. But we might be in a chamber.
Right.
We might be in an economic development organization.
Right.
So just, you know, go out there and look. We're close.
Okay. Greg, I know that travel restrictions have been lifted over the course of the last number of months, so you're beginning to get out. We appreciate your visit with us here along the Treasure Coast at Indian River State College. And listen, we're behind you 110% as the new state director and CEO of the Florida SBDC Network. And coming from a from an individual who was in the trenches of small business ownership and operations. I really have a great appreciation for this program.
Yeah, so do I. Great program. And I look forward to what we can be doing here in the next few years. You know, I'm just so excited about the opportunity and the folks that I've met and the passions that they have. I know we can even expand this network more.
I agree. Greg, thank you for all you've done in small business ownership and operations. Thank you for now sharing those talents and experience with the Florida SBDC network.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And with that, we will be back with more from Small Biz Florida.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.